Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks to Heather for calling in and giving us that information. Very helpful. For those of you who think, and I'm going a little deeper into this than I did when I first mentioned it. For those of you who think, well, this is a minor problem, probably a pet here and there. It's not minor. Here are some numbers. Southwest Airlines handles more than 190,000 emotional support animals per year. American Airlines carried 155,790 emotional support animals in 2017, up 48% from 16. The number of checked pets dropped 17%. That's when you check them, they ride, but you have to pay for it. United Airlines carried 76,000 comfort animals in 2017. So it's not a small situation. It's a large situation. The public will have 60 days to comment on the proposed changes. Officials highlighted a few areas where they get most eager to get comments, including whether miniature horses should continue to qualify as service animals. I'm not making this up. Miniature horses. Now, miniature horses and ponies aren't the same thing. They're both small, but that's about the, and they both look like horses because they are horses, but they're different types. So, they're not sure whether a miniature horse can be brought on there. I mean, please, come on, let's get serious. Now, not everybody has a warm, squishy feeling about animals. I'm not making this up. I'm going to try and read it verbatim. Not only that, word for word. Are you ready? This is an actual text. I hate animals. The last thing we need is somebody's filthy dog or cat defecating on you on an airplane while you're minding your own business and trapped and can't escape. The airlines brought this mess together and let them clean it up. So that's an unhappy flyer who's obviously never had a small horse defecate on him. I don't think there are a lot of cases where animals are defecating on passengers. I'm sure it's happened, but
I'd hope not.
I would hope not is right. Well, that's where it is. You're going to muck the stall and seat A6A at the same time. But I'm sure that people whose dogs they bring on are well trained. You can't have them nipping at anybody. Can't have them whining or barking.
I can't bring Cujo on?
No, drooling. Can't do that. That's the last thing you want. The worst thing, if they wanted to improve the ability for you to fly and enjoy it, is to get rid of the middle seat and make the seats bigger. Then you might be able to enjoy it a lot more.
I just don't understand how anybody cannot love dogs.
Dogs or cats.
I mean, cats are awesome too, but yeah. Dogs are my favorite.
Okay, let's look to see what we like or don't like on this list. All right, you ready? Okay. Ultra trained dogs. Yes.
Yes.
We both vote yes. Cats.
Yeah.
Yes. Pigs. No.
Not unless you're making bacon.
Yeah. And you bring a roll on with you. Let's see. Snakes.
No.
No. Definitely. Pheasants.
No.
No. Rabbits? No.
Nah.
You're telling me somebody has a comfort pheasant? Come on.
No, or rabbit. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I can see rabbits.
Yeah, because they're cute and fuzzy.
They're
but
fuzzy,
unless they...
kids love them.
As Susan Banks, when we were at the SPCA, when the rabbit fur was all over the place.
Exploded me.
Yeah.
She brought the rabbit and put it right in front of the microphone, and it did what a horse does usually after a bath. Shakes. You know, to get the excess water off the shakes. That's what the rabbit did, and half of his hair came off all over. I was wearing black. I always wear black. I only own black pants. I got like one pair of blue pants, but I got like 16 pair of black pants. That's all I wear. And it was all over me. And there was, remember, there was no lint roller.
Right.
Which I carry with me everywhere, but I didn't have it there.
That's because you wanted to roll Susan Banks.
I did. I did because I wanted a lint roller so she wouldn't have lint.
Right.
It was a mission of mercy.
Humanitarian.
I think that's the right thing to do. Now, Mr. Beamer, could you lay one of these Facebooks on me, please?
I'll tell you, this mouse today is not working with me. But
I don't want that as a support animal either, a mouse.
I wouldn't be surprised if they had a rodent, a support rodent.
Ew.
We'll go with Jim, a different Jim, who says it is making a mockery for those who actually need support animals.
Bingo. That's exactly right. There are people who need them, and it really improves their quality of life. But if other people, and these numbers... 190,000, 155,000, 76,000.
Doesn't it sound more like people are abusing the system?
Well, that's why they want to change the rule. So only make dogs available for that. These people that have these other animals, you have to pay for them if they're not support animals. If they're support animals and they're approved, you don't have to pay for them. And you know, people will scam anything. You leave a toothpick out, somebody will steal it. All right, and that's right, Buzzy. That first one was right. You have a second one here?
Carrie says, I know a few people travel with support animals to spare their pet from riding in cargo, which can be fairly traumatic for them, and because they have been cases of animal abuse by airline passengers.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I do know that it's not a great idea to just have them in the baggage compartment. As I said, I've only transported two cats one time. To get them on the West Coast, because East Coast to West Coast is 3,000 miles. That's a really lot for a long period of time for a pet. All right, we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just a reminder, if you'd like to join Dan Nevereth and myself, we laid out our trips for the coming year, calendar year. So over the course of a full year, we'll be working with AAA again. The first trip... We'll be Russia, and that's in June. And then the second trip would be Alaska and the Inside Passage, which is what this is, from August 14th through the 24th. And the third trip will be, I don't have the date right in front of me, but I think, yeah, it's in the first month of next year. So it'll be January of 21, and that is to Australia. So those are the three that we have. Seward, Alaska to Vancouver, Canada is called Alaska and the Inside Passage, and it's August 14th through the 24th. We'd highly advise that you sign up for it. This is the one that if you call Viking or get in touch with Viking now and said, I want to be on this trip, they would tell you it's sold out. But because Barbara from AAA blocked out and blocked out a block of cabins for us, and they're just for our passengers. So we have a cabin waiting for you, the 14th through the 24th. As I said before, if you have not seen Alaska, you have not seen America. I've done one Alaska trip. It was the first one, and I was awestruck by it. We'll start at Seward in day one, and day two we're in Seward, too. So there's a lot to see and do there. And we go to Valdez, Alaska. And then some other, like Icy Strait Point in Alaska. Skagway, Juneau, Sitka, Ketchikan, scenic cruising along the Inside Passage in Vancouver. Vancouver is a beautiful city. If that interests you, and by the way, they're all outside staterooms, so you have a wonderful view. Every Viking cruise includes one free shore excursion in every port, free Wi-Fi, beer, wine, and soda with lunch and dinner, specialty coffee, tea, and bottled water, regional cuisine, standard favorites, transportation to and from the airport, and all outside staterooms. And if you are traveling alone, right now we had one person traveling alone, and then we got another person to go, and they met and decided, yes, we'd like to share a stateroom, because the staterooms are designed basically for two people. So if it's only one, price is a little higher. But when you get back to two, it works out fine. So we did that, and suddenly another single one popped up. So if you're interested in traveling alone, what Viking does is they will put you in contact with another person who wants to travel, who does travel alone usually. And if you would like to share a stateroom with them, that's it. They book it, and you're on your way to Alaska. So Dan Nevereth will be with us, so we'll have fun, since Daddy took our cruise together on the Viking Orion, August 14th through the 24th. The number to call is the usual number, the AAA number, 1-844-688-7477. Let us go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Mary.
Sandy, I didn't hear much of the comments from the girl, so I apologize. But
Heather, yes.
What I'd love to say is you're talking about the seating on the plane, for one thing, okay? The airlines are having trouble because they're, you know, squashing so many people in. If these people want to bring a so-called comfort pet, or what do you call it, pet on board, there should be a special section, maybe in the baggage compartment, if they want to sit, put seats in there, because people that are sitting in the regular compartment, how would they like it? What if somebody's allergic to whatever the animal is that this person is?
Yeah, the only problem with the baggage compartment is it's usually not pressurized or heated. So there is some stress on the animal, and if you go from your whole life being in a nice heated home and that, and then all of a sudden you're in a baggage compartment, it's a whole different world.
Facetious about that. But I'm saying the airlines are, you know, crying the blues about, you know, space, you know, having squeezing seats in, and people are complaining about seating, and now they want to have these special seats, you know, have, you know, allowing pets and whatever on, you know, these comfort pets. Okay, what they should do is, realistically, I didn't quite hear all the things that she said, but number one, why don't they, the person that wants to, that really legitimately has one of these, you know, animals, comfort animals, that's
sure,
a deal, I guess.
Support animals, yeah.
Why not go, before they're going on a trip, go to a veterinarian or go to their doctor and get a certificate that says, I need this pet to travel with me.
Well, when we put our two cats on a plane in Buffalo to fly to San Francisco, we brought them to the vet beforehand, and the vet gave us like a tranquilizer, something to calm them down and ease them, and they did very well. I guess some pets don't, but they did very well.
Well, that's the point. I mean, if it's somebody legitimately needs something, and that they should be also relegated to a certain, like in the back of the compartment, because people, well, like I say, what if somebody's allergic or somebody doesn't like, you know?
Well, that's it. The allergy part is very real, and I can understand what you're saying. And I thought this was a small problem until I started reading these huge numbers,
right,
from this article.
Then why not have, you know, if they really have to travel, have a flight of just comfort animals.
Wow. Can you imagine? How would you like to be the flight attendant on that one?
I mean, that's the point. You know, if or like a smaller plane or something.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Subject the other passengers. You're taking a trip and you, all of a sudden, what if you have an allergy?
Especially the allergy parts. I don't think anybody would bring a pet if it was the type of pet that would nip at anybody or bark the whole time or whine the whole time. I don't think they do that. But the fact is that they just don't want to pay the fee.
Well, that's the point. Why not, like I say, demand absolute proof, like, somebody's like, you can't park in a handicapped parking spot.
Some certification, is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yes. Certification. When you want to go take something like this on board, you have to show proof. Get proof from a doctor or a veterinarian or somebody that says, I need this pet. And then if they do have to absolutely have it, sit in the back of the plane because this might affect other passengers.
Yeah, a row of seats in the back for people who book with a pet to set them there. At least they'd be in a heated compartment that is pressurized. That might make some sense. And all they'd have to do is maybe take out the center seat to do that. The seating in an airline is ridiculous.
That's the thing. You need the seats are at a premium, and now you're going to have somebody comes down with a pet. What if you got stuck sitting next to one of these?
Well, I think that if you were next to one of these, you'd probably say, I'll pass, unless you're a pet fan, because you want to be sitting next to a human most of the time. But some of the humans, I think I'd prefer the pets.
It's your comfort, but what about the other passengers?
Well, yeah, obviously. Okay.
What you think of.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. That is Mary, and she brings up a good point about if you were allergic. But I think if you were allergic, you'd have to be pretty close to a pet. If it was in a carrier, boom, you'd put it in there. It's funny, I'll tell you that. I told you the story of how we shipped them by air, because there you have 5 hours as opposed to 5 days of moving the pets from Buffalo to San Francisco. We were all set. Everything was arranged. I was going to go pick up my wife and the two cats at the airport. Suddenly, we found out from NBC in New York that they were coming out to have a meeting with us in San Francisco at the same exact time, date, and time that the plane was coming in. So I knew I wouldn't be able to go and pick them up and bring them to the new house. All right. So I'm thinking they're coming in carriers. Can't even use a taxi. There wouldn't be enough room. These carriers are large. Okay, so guess what I did? Called a limo. I had a limo go to the airport to pick up the cats. Because in a limo, you could fit the two carriers and my wife. So the limo went and picked up the two cats and my wife and brought them to the new house, which she had only seen when we decided this is the house we want. But that was fun. The cat, they must have thought the cats were royalty or something, getting picked up in San Fran with a limousine. That was Dylan and Donovan. They're Siamese cats. They look like royalty. They were royalty. They acted like royalty, but they were well-behaved. All right, we'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
About letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Layla! I always like this one. We are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. The U.S. Department of Transportation says they put out a proposal to make only trained dogs as service animals on an airplane. You can bring other things, but people have been trying to pass off trained comfort snakes, comfort pigs, rabbits, pheasants, cats, and untrained dogs. And they say the others can be brought on. That's not a problem, but you have to pay a fee. And so what they do is they say they're a comfort animal where they can't be charged a fee, and that's it. And the numbers are not small. I mean, when I gave those numbers, I was just amazed at how many of these events take place each year. Let's go to Joan in Buffalo. Joan, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Joan.
I love your programs, and I love listening to you. I'll tell you, the one thing I do first thing in the morning, I sit down, and I actually sit down and listen to you.
But well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're fabulous.
Thank you.
The thing I'm concerned about, and your previous caller, Mary, almost read my thoughts in terms of people who are allergic.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a very, very serious thing. I have suffered allergies for all of my life. I'm a 76-year-old woman now. But my concern is Mary said something, well, maybe some of the comfort dogs could be maybe put in the back of the cabin. But that thing is, that's not going to solve problems for people who have allergies because the air in the plane is recirculated.
That's true. Many times the people come home from a trip and they got a sniffles or this or that. You're right.
I don't know what the answer to this is. But in terms of allergies, I think it's a very, very serious consideration. The other thing is, you know, when I was able to travel, you know, they pass out peanuts on the plane. Definitely allergic to those things.
Yeah, people who have a peanut allergy have a real allergy. There's no question about that.
Yeah. But I would like, because that concerns me. I don't know what the airlines are going to do in terms of comfort pets. I could see that.
Well, that's what they want to limit it to for free, is the comfort, a trained comfort animal. That's what they want. That's what the transportation group wants to limit it to. And it makes some sense because other people are scamming.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that, but I think the other thing is, too, and I'm going to tell you, I love animals. I appreciate your photos of Ethel and Lucy. So,
oh, aren't they cute? Yeah, Lucy and Ethel are just adorable, and they're very photogenic, and we like to show them off when we can. Hey, thanks, Joan. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's good. All right, who's next? It would be Terry from Texas, from the Lone Star State. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Let me get out of my cry closet and put my emotional sports squirrel down, Sandy. I'll tell you who's ruining this. Who's ruining this for the masses are the people that actually need these animals are the same idiots that drive around with their dogs on their laps. I don't understand. I don't get the point. Like, I get the people need, you know, well, it's debatable. I'm sure my call won't be that popular. I just feel like if you can't go nowhere in the world or get on an airplane without having your dog near you, you got some bigger problems. You maybe need to look into buses or trains for transportation. I mean, people got to solve their problems how they're going to do it. But when your problem becomes my problem, then we all got a problem. You know, I mean, what happened to, like, good old-fashioned emotional support blast?
Well, I agree. Your thought process is fine. I would put the example of a guide dog, for lack of a better term, as okay, and that's what they want to do. If it's a real support dog, like a seeing eye dog, if that's not the term now, probably as they've changed it, but that sort of thing is absolutely necessary. I have no problem with that. Neither does the airline.
No, I don't have a problem with people who actually have a trained service dog because you know you can depend on how they're going to behave and react in certain circumstances. But, you know, okay, for me, I got three dogs, two Huskies and a German Shepherd. And I would argue that when I got the German Shepherd, I wasn't in the greatest place in the world, you know, mentally. And I did get him so that I could have a friend, you know, around. But he's not a trained animal to where I could take him out in public and depend on him to not, you know, bite somebody. You know what I mean? I don't even allow people to pet him unless they're trying to lose a hand when I take him out to go walking, because that's not his purpose. You know, his purpose was in the house, and now, you know, he's just a guy that hangs out and, you know, eats my food and whatnot. But a lot of these people take advantage of the situation, and that's where you get pet horses from and all this other crap.
Yeah, miniature horses. I mean, who would think you could bring a miniature horse, which is smaller than a pony, actually, that you could bring a miniature horse on a plane? Who's thinking like that?
But I'll tell you what, Sandy, you know, for everybody that says, oh, we're all the same, we're all cut from the same cloth, we're all just human beings, you know, those people are full of it, because those are the type of people that actually, they want to be unique, they want to be special, they want to stand out. So they need a horse or a snail or a squirrel to get from other people.
Stop.
That's ridiculous.
Stop.
It's nothing nice because people...
Will you stop? You're making me laugh. A support squirrel?
No, it's probably a thing.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks for making my day. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. A support squirrel.
I have my support burrow. That's too funny.
He's a funny guy.
He is.
He can be very, very funny. Well, too, we see a lot of programs now for veterans coming home with injuries in wartime. And a lot of times animals are used to support them, and very, very useful. You see that a lot on television.
I'm sure you've seen the commercial on TV with the little girl in the hospital bed, and the nurse comes in, we're going to do, and she's, you know, putting out her arm like she's going to, no, we're going to try something different, and then in walks this dog and puts his nose on. And I'm thinking, you know what, you're bringing them in there, and I know they're doing it in senior homes, in hospitals.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
They do bring pets on a regular basis to senior housing. And the people there just love them.
Yeah, they just sit there and pat
just
them.
Just patting them. Well, you don't even have to be there in your own house. I mean, our cats, if we're in the living room, they're in the living room. If we're in the kitchen, they're in the kitchen. Wherever we are, they are. They want to stay with us all the time. They very seldom are off on their own. They're always with us. And while you're watching TV or something, you're patting the cat. It's very comforting, very nice. And we all think the world's a better place because of animals. We'll take a break. A support squirrel. Okay.
I'm going to have to get one.
We'll be back after this. Here is a text. There is definitely a second side to our subject because we've had a couple of these. A service dog, i.e. a seeing eye dog, is one thing, but comfort animals are a scam. If you can't get through life without clutching an animal, how can you possibly function enough to fly in an airplane? Terry is right. So that's what that says. I don't know about the support squirrel, but part of it might be right. Anyway, let's go to Denny in Newfane. Denny, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello there, Denny. What do you have for us today?
Well, I'll tell you what, after being in the animal business for about 40 years, I've seen a little bit of everything. And I see these support animals like people that run out and get the blue handicap sticker so they can park closer to Walmart.
Yeah, we've seen that too.
Yeah, and they scam it. We've shipped dogs all over, and used to be the airlines had to have a certain temperature. Now an animal is going to be in that cargo for maybe 3 hours tops, unless it's a longer flight to California or something.
Yep.
And they can handle that as long as the temperature levels. And I used to deal with the airlines that would make the temperature levels your criteria on when you could get the dog on and when he came off. If I'm shipping from New York to Florida, of course, there's a wait time in there. But they're scamming the public, and they're taking the professionalism out of a well-trained service dog. And they're putting on rabbits or squirrels or whatever.
I'm just amazed by the level that animals can be trained for. What kind of training do you offer for the animals you deal with?
Well, I'm retired now, so I'm just into retrievers and hunting dogs.
Okay.
But I've trained everything, Rottweilers, you name it. And that's the other problem. If you get, you got to have a trained dog to go on an airplane. Set some rules, kick the rest of them off. And now there are transportation companies that will take a dog or cat or whatever and take it to your destination. So you can look them up online. They are animal carriers, do that professionally. They put them in a truck. They take them off.
Are any breeds easier than other breeds to train?
Actually, depends on what you're looking for, but not really. If you train the dog properly as a puppy, the whole key to this whole situation is as I just happened to look, you train them as a puppy.
Start right early, okay.
And all that, quite early. And I love cats. Cats are my other buddy, but with the dog business, sometimes if it's chaotic, I don't want to have any part of it.
I hear you loud and clear. Well, Denny, thank you. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. All right. Let me see who would be next. It would be John in Jamestown. John, you're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, John. What do you have to add to it today?
I got a quick comment and then one short question to finish up, because I don't know. I've only flown once in 20 years, so I guess I got a quick question. Where the heck do you put an animal when you fly with it?
Well, usually, if the animal is small it's in a carrier and it goes under the seat in front of you. That's the usual place. You can ship an animal in the cargo section, but oftentimes it's not heated and not pressurized. So there is some stress involved with that. But those are the two usual places. I don't think there's any animals that are allowed to sit on your lap, especially during takeoff.
That's awesome. But I don't know. I guess I'm just laughing at this whole situation that somebody has such a fragile psyche that they have to have an animal around them in their arms cuddling 24 hours a day, no matter where they go or who's there. I mean, are they on the same level as the people that think the aliens are coming and hiding their houses with the tinfoil hat?
Well, we do have people that are very sensitive. I remember during the last campaign for president, some girl at a very prestigious college, I don't remember which one it was, just saw the word Trump written in chalk on a sidewalk step and had to go into, what did they have, a safe room? What was it, Buzzy?
Yeah, they had a safe space, and I'm not making this up. The safe space contained coloring books and Play-Doh. This is a college we're talking about.
So it's as nuts as you think it is, John.
I heard about the coloring books. Yeah, they got to be on the same level as the tinfoil hats thinking the aliens are reading their minds.
You got it. Good luck to you, John. Thank you. Thank you very much. We understand legitimate psychological needs that we do what we can to accommodate, but sometimes it gets out there. I think Terry and the Comfort Squirrel might be there. That's so funny. Terry's we've talked to Terry off the air, too. He's a funny guy. He's a very funny guy. And what I like about him is he's passionate about what he believes and what he doesn't believe in. So that's good.
Terry sent me a meme via email this morning before the show. I can't repeat on the air what the meme was, but it was a good early morning laugh, let me tell you.
Well, we appreciate his calls. Let's go to Bob in Tonawanda. Bob, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hello there, Bob. What do you got?
Hey, I like to weigh in a little bit. I'm a retired airline employee.
Okay.
About, you know, travel animals or service animals.
Right.
All that should be allowed. You know, you can transport like a cat or a small dog, like you were saying, under the seat kennel. You're only allowed so many per airplane.
Okay, so they regulate it like that.
Well, we used to transport animals, you know, dogs, cats, whatever. That bin is heated and pressurized.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
And the other thing is, now the airline I work for, we were real particular. In other words, if we knew in advance, and we had, matter of fact, we had awards from the ASPCA at our station, and we knew there was an animal coming in, we'd have our, what we call our freight runner.
Right.
He would go up, or her, would go up, and when the airplane came in, the animal was taken, put into a, like a small truck, heated, and taken right over to the cargo office.
Oh, okay.
On that. And like I said, we had, you know, people who would only ship on us because of that reason.
It sounds very accommodating to me.
On that. But again, too, only service animals, and you have to have the documentation. I was kind of a stickler for that when I worked the ticket counter. I would, you know, have your paperwork in advance. Fine, service dog. If not, sorry. But we had, there was one little story. This woman didn't want to pay to have her small dog in a kennel underneath the seat.
Okay.
She put it in a carry-on bag, and she was going through security and went through the x-ray. Guess what showed up? The dog.
Did you find a lot of people trying to scam you saying these are service or comfort animals when they just were simple pets?
Well, you know, if it's service animal, I want to see the documentation. Otherwise, you don't travel.
Good. All right. Well, it sounds like you folks did a really good job at the airline you formerly worked with. And thanks for sharing that with us, Bob. We got information we didn't know. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's nice when people can be accommodated. There are some people, you know, want more than others, and there are some that deserve more than others because of the necessity of physical limitations. All right, you find that out in a hurry when you get into that realm. All righty, did you have any more for us there, Buzzy?
I do one last one in. Kind of what Bob was talking about. Amy says, amazing. When I worked property management, how many residents claimed their chihuahuas were support animals? Not only did I tell them I needed a doctor's note, which never appeared, but those dogs would happily eat their faces off if they needed to be fed.
Well, we all love our pets, and we have strange. Some are normal, some are a little different, but if we can make room, let's make room. If we can do it, let's do it, but let's not scam, okay? Because when you scam, you ruin it for everybody. That's just the way it works. Guess what I have? I have a cash code word. 72881 is the number you should dial up with magical. M-A-G-I-C-A-L, magical, M-A-G-I-C-A-L. Send that to 72881. You might win $1,000 in cash.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.